Isn't God worthy this morning?
Yes, he is.
He's worthy to be blessed, and I thank him for the spirit of worship that's in this place. And we'll go ahead and get started.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God, you know.
Worship Almighty.
Just like Jesus is in the room.
We came to celebrate Him and to worship Him.
You know my name.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You know my name.
Your power is in me.
you know my name, you know my name.
You know how you walk with me.
How you walk with me, God.
You walk with me, yes, you do. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I heard tender whispers of love in the dead of night. And you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone.
Yes, yes.
You're good, good Father. And I know that here I'm searching for answers you provide, and we are searching for answers that only you provide, and you tell me that you're pleased and I never
Who you are.
take your seat in heavenly places. Tell us, you can come up, bring the kids. I mean, they'll be okay. All of us have had kids at one time. In some form or fashion, maybe not our own. God bless you. Love you, girl.
Thank you,
Church. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for the car. Thank you. You blessed her. We thank you. Hallelujah. Aba, ba, ba, ba. Niko tatatia. Robo sekeya. Shokatatia. Many, many blessings. Praise God. Candace, can you pass out? Praise God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're a good one. Praise God. While she's passing it out, I just want you to just go into tongues, and I'm going to tell you why. We're going to pray in tongues. Just let her pass that out, and we're going to be going into our heavenly language just for a minute, and then I'm going to explain why. Shakatatia rosa katabia ra. Hi koranda sakaya sokotatiti orama sakaya. Shokotatia rama sakaya.
Il lavora bechello forebito sto debito verichello.
Ha di non lo basta. Il lavora bechello
fotos. Shokotatia. Koranda. Non rimito sto arrivile verichello sto rivide verichello. In offer vito, sto rivito per cari vito, perché sto stocco da verichetto.
Papà, papà,
papà, papà, papà, papà, papà, papà, papà, papà, papà,
papà, papà,
papà, papà,
papà, papà, papà,
papà, papà, papà, papà, papà, papà, papà, papà, papà, papà, papà, papà, papà,
papà,
papà, papà, papà, papà, sto, papà, 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 il lavoro per che sto sto di vita per accare vita per che sto il lavoro per che sto di vita per accare vita per che sto il lavoro per che sto di vita per che sto il lavoro per che lo foto stella per me cale vita per accare vita per che sto di vita il lavoro per che lo sole cale 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 il non mi ha ripito sto di vita per accare vita per che sto il lavoro per che lo vorrei me che sto di vita per che sto il lavoro per che lo fuori vito sto con te per cari vita per che sto il non mi to sto di vita per cari vita per che sto per che sto il lavoro per che lo foto sto di vita per sto il non mi chiedo con te che lavoro vito sto di vita per che sto.
Father, we just thank you in Jesus' name. We thank you for this great gathering of your people. Lord, we know this is end time. Bashakanda, that you're gathering your people together, God. That you wanted them to know your word, God. And we thank you, Lord. We call forth the revelatory word today. That your people can receive a revelatory word today. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are the teacher. And we release you, hallelujah, to have your way and to teach us, to guide and to lead us into all things. To help your people arise in authority. Hallelujah, Lord. Let them know that we can walk in this authority and power. Hallelujah, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for your divine presence. We acknowledge you in Jesus' mighty name. Let's say amen.
Amen.
Now I'm going to tell you, I'm the teacher, me and the Holy Spirit, the teacher today. But you are going to join in.
Amen.
And you're going to respond. You're going to respond like you know the answer, because I'm going to tell you the answer. This book tells you all the answers.
Amen.
It's an open book test. It tells you all the answers.
Amen.
This is your life. So, when I tell you the answer, I want you to respond. Because that's truth. We need to know the word of God.
Yes, amen.
When Jesus was in the wilderness, one thing the devil understood, this man got some authority out here.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it is written.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I was teaching that one time, it is written. So one girl Stop and say, "Man, all we need to say it's written." I said, "No, baby. You need to say what is written, like I told you. You can't do it your way. You got to know what is written and speak it."
Amen.
When Jesus came back, he not only gave us authority, but he gave us the ability to be speaking spirits.
Amen.
He said, "The words that I speak, they are spirit and life." You are a speaking spirit. Yes. You can speak.
Amen.
That's one thing the enemy don't want you to know. He don't want you to know about your authority. He'll do anything to keep you from knowing about your authority, because he don't want you to have authority over him. He wants you to live life under the circumstances, difficult, saying that God ain't what he say he is, and he can't do what he say he can do. God gave the authority to you. Learn how to use authority. And get it, and you can get the job done. Mm-hmm. We got to exercise those authorities.
Yes.
Okay, I gave you this handout, and I'm going to tell you why. Thank you, Ms. Ford, for doing this for me. It's always such a blessing. I can always call on you. She asked me, she said, "Why are we not back there when we had that big?" I said, "That was a big crowd back there. We had to be back there." I said, "You know, that's when they used to come some years ago when I had declared." I said, "We back here in this small, intimate." I said, "And I love it because it's smaller and more intimate. I love it. I know I'm going to have to move out and make it big again. But right now, I'm just enjoying. I'm enjoying this season." Okay, this is the handout I gave you. This is showing you that you are seated. Mm-hmm. Now, let me back up and talk to you about why I had you to pray in tongues before we got started. Praying in tongues helps your hearing, your spiritual hearing. Because you're about to hear something now, and you need that sharpening. And not only that, some years ago, some doctors at ORU and some scientists got together to study people speaking in tongues. I mean, I know y'all heard the many things that happens when you speak in tongues. But one of the things we need to know, because of the coronavirus, that when they did that study, they said, "Boy, people that speaking in tongues build your immune system."
Yeah. Woo, amen.
Yes, amen.
The doctors, I mean, they had these people on the table under study.
Yeah.
Say something they imagined. Mm-hmm. This is something they saw.
Yep.
When the people that volunteered spoke in tongues, they said something is dropping from them. They're building their immune system. Mm-hmm.
God.
But if you don't know when you pray in tongues that it builds your immune system, if you don't know that, you won't benefit from it. But when you know that, say, "Hey, Lord, I need my immune system built up."
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, I'm not teaching on that today. So let me get back on what we're teaching on.
Yes.
The authority of the believers. I gave out this hand because I want you to put this on your refrigerator.
Okay.
This is what I want you to do. Above the cross, put Mary. And below the cross, put your last name.
Okay.
Ward. Put this on your refrigerator.
Yes.
So you can constantly say,
"I
am seated."
I'm going to put my picture with it here.
Put your picture. Hey! She's going to put a picture with you. Go ahead, girl.
I got some curls.
It's time we get this.
And my grandkids are with me. Woo, glory.
It's time we get this. We have a mental ascent of it. Some of y'all could probably quote it. But you don't have a working knowledge of it. It hadn't got in you and become a part of you that it speaks.
Yes, it speaks.
See, ooh, you got Lord. To get this in you that it can speak. The word, let's just go to some, listen, is that clock right? Because my phone, what I checked my time by, you could bring it up here with me, but it's gone dead. So I thought, oh, I can teach as long as I want to. But you said that time right there is correct.
It's 9:41.
9:41. Mm-hmm. Then it's correct. Okay, I can't go over then. All right. Now, I'm going to tell you, this tells us, today we're doing the book from the Believer's Authority, Kenneth Hagin, but today is going to be about location, locating yourself. Location is everything in this time and season. That you locate where you are. You locate where you are. Location is everything. And he said in Ephesians 2:6, and has raised us up together.
Yes, amen.
He did the raising. If you're born again,
yes.
If you're born again, he raised you up. You ain't got to struggle, oh, how I'm going to get there to that seat. How I'm going to get in that seat of authority. He raised, who raised you up?
Jesus.
Who raised you up?
Jesus.
Do you have to struggle to get in that? No. Oh, I hadn't prayed enough today.
No,
I hadn't read enough today. He raised you up.
Hallelujah. I just saw a vision kind of everybody, Jesus sitting there. We're in him. David, you in me, I'm David. You're in me, I'm in you. We're all in Jesus. Woo!
Yes,
glory.
We're just all sitting in there.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're located. It's
in
not
Christ.
I have a tendency to look at me separately being there.
When you look at it as a church, we all are in there.
Yeah, we can do
both. Yeah, we can do it individually, and then we can do it collectively.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Mary.
That we
Thank
all
you, Mary.
Are in there.
That's where that love comes in. Woo, glory.
Amen.
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 Thank
now,
you.
Now, this is a picture that Ms. Ford. And I thought this was just
that's beautiful.
Beautiful.
We see it both ways.
Yeah, that we're in him. And I thank God for that, you know. But this is where I want you to locate yourself. The enemy tried to tell you you're not there. How are you going to get there? You're here on earth. Get your mind out of it. Get your mind out of the equation.
Get your mind out of it.
Okay? Don't try to figure it out. How in the world can I be there and here too? Positionally, you are there.
Amen.
Legally, you are there. You know, people in the world don't have no problem. Somebody can be over in Detroit, and we can bring them in here through technology.
Yes.
And we say, they're here. That's what we say. Well, we have Margaret joining us here. She's here. Mm-hmm. No, she's in Detroit. No, she's here. Technology, we can do that. And who gave us the wisdom to do technology?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Holy Spirit.
Technology is for our time, for our generation.
It's a great blessing.
It is. Some of them using it wrongly. But we're going to find the correct way to use technology. We are going to find a way to let down our net, the internet, and use, you know, when he told his disciples, let down your net. Mm-hmm. They had a fishing net. We have the internet. Let down your net and use it. Yes. Praise God. You got to look at this every day and say, hey, I'm seated with him. I know you're going in your refrigerators. I know that. So put it on your refrigerator and say, hey, I'm seated with him. Now, if you're in fear, you're out of your seat.
That's
or you're not exercising. You're still in him, but you're not exercising. Be honest with yourself. I'm in fear. I'm in doubt here. You are not exercising your authority. You must realize that and stop and say, hey, wait a minute. Let me take my seat. I was growing up, and one of the things that the kids They couldn't stay seated. Somebody over here had something at school. Somebody over here had something that they wanted to see and stuff like that. And those kids would get out of their seats and go over there. And the teacher says, sit in your seat, get in your seat. And they would still be just looking at what's going on. She said, I'm going to call your mom. Everyone found their seat. Because that was authority. They found their seat. Well, I couldn't get out of my seat like the others could. I knew I couldn't. She said, I'm from a large family. I had all your sisters and I had all your brothers. And you know that I thought, oh, I can get out and look, you know. But then she turned around and I know your mom. That figure of authority stopped me from getting out of my seat.
Thank God the mother.
Amen. She said, I know her too. Not only your sisters and brothers. But I know you too. And I just like sit there, like glued to my seat. Now, listen, so we want to say, hey, catch yourself. See, I'm in fear here. That's not the way we are supposed to operate in our seat. That's not authority.
No.
We've located ourselves. We've located Jesus. He's in this seat. We're in him. And this is where we're going to do life from now on. We're going to do life from this seat. Do life from this seat. If you do life from this seat, this is your seat of authority. Mm-hmm. And if you can do life from this seat, you're going to see victory. You're going to see the enemy ain't going to be able to run you like he's been. And circumstances, and disease, and sickness. Remember, you can never exercise authority over things you fear. If you fear, you can't exercise authority. And it's so important. I want to read these scriptures. I want to get into the scripture part of it. But it's so important that we know. Let me just read this. Let's go to Matthew 8:8. I just want to.
Matthew 8:8.
We know.